check, check, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Years ago, a friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme. So I said this rhyme I'm about to say. Got down with Cousin Marcy and Queen J. Now we on Flashback Friday, giving hip-hop a hip-hop parade. Let me stop that whack-ass freestyle. What up, everyone? Welcome to the G-Lou Show. Fabulous Flashback Fridays. We are back at it. Man, like an addict, homie. And tonight, we celebrating Hip-Hop 50 because we were supposed to do this last week when it actually was the actual birthday of hip-hop. But Blog Talk was tripping on me. Yeah, I said it. Nah. But they was tripping on it, so we couldn't do it. So we are back tonight. I got my cousin, Marcy Mars. You know what I mean? If you missed that interview she had these past couple weeks, go back and check it out. Part one, part two. It's up there in the Blog Talk archive. It's on YouTube. I'm going to probably put that shit on Spotify, too. Make that a podcast. Everyone loved it. Shout out to Cousin Marcy. She let her soul out. You ain't going to get that often or nowhere else. So check it out, right? I'm going to bring her in 1 second. Shout out to Queen Jean. She's still on vacation doing her thing. So shout out to the Queen. Much love and respect, Queen. We miss you. And shout out to our sponsors before we get started. BTP Media Group, 93.3 FM-ism. FM-ism. D.D. Harrison, author, publisher, producer. The G-Lou Show After Hours on YouTube. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel, the G-Lou Show YouTube. And while you're over there, subscribe to Marcy's Minute, too. You dig? Also, man, it's my homeboy calling me from the feds right now. So I take his call. We live on the air. Let me see. But also, who else are sponsors? Oh, Normani Candles. Can't forget Normani Candles. Make sure you go subscribe to them on the IG. But they have a website, normanicandles.com. You can get everything. Tweety, what up? I'm live on my show right now. Say what up, everyone. It's my homeboy, Tweety.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, you live, homie. Just say what up. I know you were expecting that. Hey, what's up, homie? You good? Hold on, let me bring in Cousin Marcy. She can take it over from here. Cuzzo.
Yeah, I am here. Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Thing.
Go ahead
right
and
back. Handle
your telephone, Cuzzo. Cousin Marcy in the building. People, you are back. Yes, thank goodness we are back. Sorry for the hiccup last week. No fault of our own. That was Blog Talk Radio, as G-Lou said. Shout out to Queen Jean on vacation doing her thing, making stuff rhyme today, okay? We miss you, Queen. We love you. Hope you're having a fabulous vacation. Shout out to our sponsors, just as G-Lou was saying. And shout out to the listeners. Y'all could be anywhere you wanted to be, but you are here with us again. Another fabulous Flashback Friday. Cousin Marcy, producer G-Lou. Y'all, the listeners, make sure you call the number 914-803-4001. If you have a request for tonight's show, or if you just want to say what's up to G-Lou or Cousin Marcy, or give a shout out to Queen Jean. Even though she's not in your ear right now, it don't hurt to spread a little love, spread a little sunshine, okay? Well, the people's is away. And with that being said, because I know I'm plenty talked out for the last 2 weeks, my brain is like Captain Crunch right now, folks. I am going to get it together for a Marcy's Minute. But G-Lou, back to you.
Yay. Hey, Marcy, what did you think about that? Did you go listen to it? I don't know. I don't like listen to myself, but I listened at least once. Did you listen to it?
I'm going to be honest. For part two, I only snipped because I was trying to see when my dad had called in. I haven't
even
did it yet. I've just been so overwhelmed.
Did you hear that part?
With, like,
when
gratitude.
He called in, though, I told you it was low.
I didn't yet. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I've been, like, you know, rocking and rolling, trying to do some stuff for Marcy's Minute and all that stuff. But part one, I definitely did listen to, and I was, telling
everyone.
No,
that's the one with your dad. That's the one with your dad.
No,
did you get
two.
To hear your dad? Oh, that was part
no.
two. Okay, I'm tripping. I thought that was
part
one.
Yeah, that was part two. That was part two. That
okay,
was 2 days
okay.
ago, sir.
I know. I don't know.
I said my brain is mush. We can't both
But I was just thinking when
here.
Your dad called was part one, though. I don't know why.
No,
I'm
that
tripping.
Was part two. That was part two, yeah. So, but I'm going to get to it this weekend because it don't look like too much is going to be going on. Supposedly a hurricane, is headed towards Los Angeles, so we're going to keep a close eye on that. And but yeah, that was awesome. That was really awesome.
Everyone loved it.
What's going to go on tonight for, I skimmed past it today for After Hours. Who we got coming
up? Got an interview with the homegirl, Two Souls. She got her own radio show, Two Souls on Fire. She does a lot of our promotions, too, but she's pretty big out there in the game doing her thing. It should be good. It's her second time coming back, but she got a lot going on, and she's energetic. Like, she's just cool people, so it should be a good interview.
I remember her from another interview. Yep, I remember the Two Souls, so yep.
Yeah,
be tapping into that.
Fun.
I'm telling you, I don't even have the playlist up yet. It's like, you know, going on Wednesday throws me off a little bit because I'm used to, okay, after we get off the air, I know it's the weekend. So Wednesday, it's not Friday. It's Wednesday. We still got to go to work and all that good stuff. But no complaints, no complaints, no complaints. How was your week?
It was good. No complaints at all either. It went by pretty fast, actually, so I ain't mad at that. It's the weekend, but I'm still going to put some work in tomorrow, though. It don't stop. So, but I'm glad it's the weekend. You know, the week went by pretty fast, so no complaints, you know?
Right.
Lost
exactly.
Some people, though. I heard, you know, it's just kind of a bad week, though. Lost a couple people I know, and one, you know, like family. So I lost, you know, and then I heard about another. So it was just, you know, kind of crazy on that part. But other than that, you know, blessed to be here. No complaints.
Yeah, and I was keeping my eye on that story, too, about that young man from the 40s.
Espon.
I was looking at that.
That's crazy.
Just in his family.
I ain't even going to talk about that because, you know, that's a whole, you know, it was a lot going on with that before, you know what I mean? So you know, now it's like looking for a suspect.
Yesterday.
They trying to say at first a robbery, but there's no signs of no robbery. He just right there on a little Joe back street that he shouldn't even have been on. So. It's a little suspect, so we're going to see, especially, then you got all these people. That's what I'm saying, too. I was talking to who the homie Digital West, you know, that's why I was like, you know, all these cats out here, you know, doing all that on the internet, man, you know.
Crazy bone.
Don't come back now, so, you know, them people going to want to talk to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I suggest don't be doing on the internet, man, for real. But, hey, it is what it is.
No, that's not what it's here for. Keep, you know, keep the peace. Express some love, express some light, express some music. You know, don't use it for that. When we were talking about broadcasting and stuff like that, that's what broadcasting is for.
Right.
You know, if you
wanted
to do all that, go back to war times and talk about Nazi Germany or something. But that's not what it's there for. So condolences again to the families. And, but we're still here to do it. So thank the good Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
And let's talk about what we're here for tonight. Marcy, it's 50 years. Like I was telling people, we were supposed to actually do it on the actual date of the birthday. But, you know, Tiz zipping on us. So, you know, we're going to run it back. So tell us about Hip Hop 50, Marcy. Go ahead.
We did. We had to run it back one time. Sorry about that. Almost cutting you off. I was about to cough. Yeah, so we did miss the actual day. I just chopped it up to maybe the boards were just crowded, but all over. It's like you can't escape it. Hip hop definitely turned 50, and we all felt it. They just topped it all off with that Rock the Bells in New York at the Yankee Stadium. All kinds of people that we got to see, people you might not even wanted to see, but shout out to a supporter of the G-Lu Show family, MC Shan. He was out there, you know, just congregating and stuff with the people. I love to see that. It's no beefs. It's no none of that. LL Cool J was out there showing all that kind of love. I just saw a picture with him and Eminem. But it's, you know, it's definitely... it's the talk of the all the towns, you know, for the past month or so. And we're just going to keep on celebrating here. I don't know how many more shows we'll do, you know, here or you all do on Westside Wednesdays. But I'm glad to see that it's being celebrated. So if you have any thoughts or anything on that, share with us your favorite moment in hip-hop, you know. I think we got a pretty young core audience, and even if not, you know, call in and let us know what you think about that, 914-803-4001. But here's just a little snippet, more professionally, what I was talking about for the 50th anniversary of hip-hop's birth. Some heavy hitters performed at Yankee Stadium Friday night. That was last Friday, you all, in the Bronx. Right where the music was born, the all-star lineup included artists like Run-DMC, who closed the show with a bang, Lil Wayne, Snoop Dogg, Eve, Wiz Khalifa, and Nas in an exuberant celebration called Hip Hop 50 Live. Okay, so too bad I couldn't have been there, but yeah, it definitely looked live. That party went on, looked like about 2 o'clock in the morning. Tens of thousands of people pressed in the Yankee Stadium to witness what promised to be an epic night. Inside, while the artists like the Sugar Hill Gang were already performing, many fans outside were still waiting for hours to make their way in, but that's where that time thing came in on there. But shout out to MC Shy Rock. She got to sit on the stage. She didn't perform, but she's like getting a lot of her props. So shout out to her again. I'm always repping
Shy
for
Rock.
Her first real female MC. Do it. Okay.
Yeah, and I think
and one of the first
too, right?
ones, we did the Sugar, I don't know if you all did, but we did the Sugar Hill Gang show. Me and Queen.
Oh, we interviewed Shy Rock, though, a few years ago.
Oh, y'all interviewed
ago,
her?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, lucky y'all. Man, I missed the boat.
Yeah, we was doing interviews heavy. Like, that's why I say y'all go back and check that catalog. We're on Flashback Fridays, especially Flashback Fridays. We had a lot of great legends right here, from Houdini to Shy Rock, MC Shan to, I mean, pretty much everyone you can name, we've got them, man. So check that archive out. And that's what we're trying to bring back to you for the top of the year. We're putting some things together, but just go back and check that back catalog, please, because you won't be disappointed.
Right.
Shout out to Jeff Kwan. Ain't that something? Soon as I say that, I see the homie in the chat. Shout out to Jeff Kwan and the Kwanglomerate, our sponsor. I was just telling them, Jeff, I know you're listening, that that we've had some classic interviews here. She was talking about Shy Rock, and I know we interviewed her and so many more. You know what I mean? Thanks to Jeff Kwan, made a lot happen. So be looking for us to bring some more to you the top of the year. And speaking on Jeff, let me bring the BTP Media Group conglomerate CEO in here now. Big Jeff, what up?
What's up, Lou? How you doing, man?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Just chilling, you know.
Man, you called right when I was just talking about you, man. I was like, man, Jeff,
you
man,
see,
we
man,
you've done some
you
incredible
see,
shit.
You can't be talking
there,
about people.
Here you go.
You can't be talking about people like that. See that?
Wow,
I knew
that's
you
crazy.
Were, that's why I caught connected. How you doing?
That's crazy. Hey, I'm good, bro. And I got cousin Marcy with me here too. Queen Jean's
hey,
on vacation.
Hey, Jeff.
How you doing? I never talked to you before.
How are you?
I'm a silent person. I'm a silent person. I don't really talk.
Me too.
Killer.
Don't let the airwaves fool you. Good
my
to
famous
hear
line.
You. Thanks for calling.
My famous line. My famous line to G. Lewis. You got a minute.
Yeah, you got a minute. That's what he always say when he called me, right? Hey, G, you got a minute. I don't care if it's 12 at night or 6 in the morning. They say he'd be regular. You got a minute? I'm like, yeah, Jeff, what's up? Shout out to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, we're speaking of you because you're a historian on hip-hop. We're talking about 50 years of hip-hop, man. What did you think about – we've been celebrating the whole year, but what did you think about, like, this past week, the shows they've had, performances, and everything going on for this 50th year, bro?
Really, really honored that they did that, you know. But the sad note on this is 50. Right, next year is just gonna be another year. It's gonna be in the past. It's sad,
right?
You know,
right.
And then, you know, I listened to a lot of podcasts, and I listened to Shaw Rock and Cass one day, and they said a lot of people came at them for I'm gonna honor you for
the
award.
They got that show, huh?
You know?
They got that show on Rock the Bells. I hear them sometimes too whenever I can catch them though. Go ahead, though.
You got to listen to that. But they said that, you know, Cass got a lot of people calling him for awards. And he said, well, why are you honoring me? Oh, I just want to give it to you. There's a purpose. It's not just to give it to you. It's got to be some kind of purpose. So he turned down a lot of those shows. He said, nope, it's wasting my time.
They don't understand for real.
No, they're just trying to clout chase a little bit.
Yeah, clout chase. They just know that name and shit. We can get him, but they don't. He wants to know why do you appreciate him and what do you think he's done? Because if you don't know that real history, you don't know what's what. And like you said, that is just trying to exploit him or clout, you know?
Yeah.
His cast, man, that's the original right there, man.
Yeah, and Cousin Mark, we've done a lot of interviews. A lot of people have passed away.
Yeah, I've flipped through the pages. Yes, I've seen that as well. I just haven't had the chance. You all have a lot of content, I think some of those might be good on YouTube, but yeah, y'all have a lot. Salute.
And we were supposed to, though, Jeff, we were supposed to set up a page and do that YouTube, but I know that shit is not easy. You know what I mean? Because I wanted to put more stuff on YouTube. It's not
easy.
It's
a lot of time.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
But we did have have Chucky Thompson, and then he passed away.
Yeah, and he passed away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right after, too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So
yeah, a lot of people
are really important. They're important.
Yes, they are. That's history documented. It'll be forever.
Tweet had Von Mason, then he passed away.
Yeah,
see?
A lot of people that
important.
Tweed interview passed away. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah. So
this is important.
Yep.
Like I told him, top
of
the year. We got some stuff coming back, Jeff. We got to get back to it. I know you're setting some things up. So I was telling the people, just stay tuned. You know what I mean? We're gonna turn back up real soon.
It hasn't died down. We just gotta let it roll a little bit, and then we'll come back with full force.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because we were heavy for a minute. I mean, it was to the point where we pretty much had an interview every week. Like it was real heavy at one time. Seriously. So we just been chilling for a minute, which is good. You know what I mean? Let things settle. You know what I mean? And we just get some good hip hop or whatever we have going on. And that introduced Cousin Marcy and Queen with their show. But like I said, we're gonna turn back up real soon. Marcy's gonna be able to exercise her interviewing skills and personality she has.
Yeah, just give her my number.
Yep, yep.
She needs to talk to me. If you need my number, just get it from G Lou, and then we can chop up on the side. You know, if you need some pointers.
Yep.
And then, we interviewed CPO.
Said what?
That was on.
We interviewed CPO, he passed. Yeah.
Yeah, he passed away too. You know, all those stories.
Yeah,
that
was a good dude,
boring.
CPO. CPO,
yep.
Though, bro. I got a lot of love because he showed me a lot of love, though, bro, you know, early on. But he is just a good dude, man, you know, because back in the day, he a big dude, and, you know, CPO was like a gangster, you know. But he was just like a gentle giant. That dude was a real good dude, man. Shout out to CPO. Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, rest in peace. Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get into it, Jeff. Kick back if you can. Just kick back. We're going to bang some real hip-hop tonight, brother. You know what I mean? So kick back. Do your thing. Much love to you and the fam, brother. Thanks for tapping in with us, Jeff. You know it's all love, homie.
Thanks.
It was good talking to you, Marcy.
Thank you, Mr. Jeff. You too. Take care.
Don't talk about me, G. Lou. See that? See that, man?
I can't say shit. I can't bring you up, man, because you're going to pop up on me. I was like, wow, are you serious? Like,
hey,
yeah,
you got a minute,
okay.
Man? You got a minute?
look.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll be listening. You guys
all right,
be good.
Bro.
Have a good one.
All right,
one.
Bro. Much love, respect.
You too.
Peace.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, yay. Hey, man, shout out to the homie Jeff Kwan. That's crazy. Much love, respect.
You're going to have to cue the silvers for you today, cuzzo. You got the hotline, hotline.
Right.
I can't on the hotline. No, I'm just playing.
Shout out to Jeff Kwan. It's G Lou.
That's
Cousin
right.
Marcy, Hip Hop 50. Let's get to it. We ain't going to take up too much more time. We're going to get to this 50 years of hip hop and celebrate it. So let's go. The phone lines are open too. 914-803-4001. Press 1 if you want to speak to me or Cousin Marcy. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Kev Ski, straight from Harlem, fifth Beatle of the Get Fresh crew. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM.
Sip the juice, I got enough to go around. and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while I learned street talk, and then taught to hawk New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. They pony in Manhattan and never been took it. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down, go strong on the island, recruit for lay around. Time to build my juice back up, pop that cup, suckers get smacked up. Don't doubt the clout, they know what I'm about. Knocking niggas off, knocking niggas out. Shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Trifling, cause shorty's here. I get cocked deep, living 40s to beer. Here's a sip with the clues, that's the deed. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody got a stuff, I just might spare one and give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on feed, and I do work with these like Hercules. Twist the south for, switch your right jaw, cause I don't like y'all, I'm hype for nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a few down, face brothers out of army. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness. Cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Gino, kill like the middle. Black Gambino, die like a hero. Living on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shells lay around on the battleground, dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot, who cares where it goes? Just keep the cast closed. No remorse when the life is lost. I paid my dues, paid the cause. And my pockets are still back. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth of Mac. Even if my crew is steep, but one deep, I track attention, people like to speak. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops and crazy juice, ain't control of many. Like I have told so many, hang out with different weapons, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no war in the shop, I'm gonna draw them a lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Areas in fear, but this here's the fear. Living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the ledge. No time to yawn, showers on, power's on, late for school, I catch the train, girl set the style and whisper my name, I push up like an exercise, check the intellect and inspect the thighs, select the best one, pull it to the side, keep it occupied for the rest of the ride, read up my resume, she know I'm ready cool, just meet me after school, we can moon and groan until your mom come home. And you'll be calling me Al Dope Capone, sweat me. You didn't wanna let me loose, come get me. As if you wanna sip the juice, cut the streets to wave me. So I take my gun off safety. Cause a lot of niggas hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics, they wet me up. In a puddle of blood, I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge.
Time for your mind, two time for your soul. It's your man Shizzle with a Whizzle, aka MC Shan in another life. I want to give a big happy birthday shout to Queen Jean, and may you have many more, Queen. Appreciate you. It's your man Shizzle. Have one on me.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 Yes.
I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
Let us begin. What, where, why, or when? We'll all be explained like the structure to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I'm asking you, who is more dramatic than this one or that one? The white one or the black one? Black the punk and I'll jump up to attack. Right up to your face and ditch you. Everyone saw me on the last album cover, holding a pistol, something far from a lover. Besides my brother, S-T-O-T-T-O-T.
Okay. I think very deeply. G Lou Show, we're back at it. Flashback Fridays, celebrating 50 years of hip-hop, hip-hop 50. And Cousin Marcy, we got a special caller on the line.
Caller! What's up, caller?
Caller, hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Good evening.
What's your name? Where are you calling?
Yes, sir.
My name is Al Capone. I'm coming from East Palo Alto. I'm from the legendary rap group Totally Insane. And I've been a fan of hip-hop since I was like 10 years old. Yeah.
What up, baby?
One of my Mount Rushmore cuts right now. How you doing?
That's right. Good, homie. Good to hear from you, bro. How you been doing, homie?
I've been good, man. I'm just chilling, you know, celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip-hop myself. And loving this shit, man.
Right. Me too, brother. Hey, Marcy, this is the homie Capone right here. He's been on the show before. Legendary interview, another one in the catalog, in the archive. So people, please go back and check that out. Totally Insane. Hey, man, what was your favorite?
Salute.
I don't want to say era or whatever or time of hip hop, homie, that you appreciate the most out of your years in hip hop.
Damn, it's hard because I would say the late 80s and the 90s. Because in the late 80s, you had the Big Daddy Kanes, the Rakims, the fucking KRS-One, what I'm saying? So many great MCs. But in the 90s, you had the Wu-Tangs, you had the Biggies, the Pox, the Jay-Zs, the Spice Ones, the Two-Shirt, Two-Shirt came from the 80s. You know what I'm saying? The E-40s. So.
Right.
Man, you know, those hard to say, man.
Nah, but you know what, Capone, I agree with you on that because a lot of times I get caught up, and we come from that era, so it's, of course we say the golden era was great, like the late 80s, right? But the great thing about the 90s, not only, you know, we lived the 90s, you know what I mean? So that was the soundtrack, but like you said, it opened hip-hop up more because the great 80s was mainly just the New York East Coast. It was sprinkles now, like you said, Short and the little stuff, but it was really New York, which we love. But the 90s, the 90s opened it up, though. Yeah, and NWA was there, too. But the 90s
definitely
really opened it up, you know?
Definitely. Yeah.
For sure.
90s opened that shit up with the, you know what I'm saying, with the Snoops, the Dre's, the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then from the East, from the West, from the Bay, Two Shorts, the 40s, the Mac Dre's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
Hell
but
yeah.
But the only
the
thing,
hammers.
Only thing I ain't gonna be. Oh yeah,
hammer.
Get hammer from the
should've
big
been a
big
hammer. Sorry, y'all.
They be playing. hey, tell them, Capone, they be playing with hammer. Give hammer his respect. Yeah, this is Underground for sure.
With hammer.
Give him his respect. That's definitely
hammer was hard.
Bay Area pioneer.
Hammer was hard though. I mean,
hell
before he really went like mainstream. Think of that Hammer Don't Hurt Him album and all that shit. Before that, hammer was hard, man.
He wasn't no sucker.
Nah.
He wasn't no sucker.
Feel my power.
Yeah. Ooh wee.
Loonies.
Yeah, that was
Rich,
classic.
415, Richie Rich.
Oh man, 415. For sure. Shout out to Richie Rich and the whole crew. Shout out to you all, man. Totally Insane. Do we got anything? Can we see anything coming in the future? What you got anything cooking up, bro?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been dropping shit. I've been at Capone. If you look up at Capone, Instagram me at Capone, @AdKapone. I got albums, man. I've been dropping. And matter of fact, I got a new album. My new group called the Duffel Bag Mob is dropping next week, next Friday. Duffel Bag Mob to the Wheels Fall Off. Check us out.
Okay. Go look that up. And we gotta do it again soon, man. We gotta talk about it then. We gotta talk about this new stuff you got going on. We gotta set something up, homie.
Definitely, let's do it.
For sure,
it's
for
always
sure. We gotta do that West Side Wednesday thing. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
so we'll be in touch, and Jeff, we'll get on it and make it happen, man. Thanks for calling in, bro.
Shout out to my man Jeff Kwan.
Shout out Jeff Kwan for sure. Any shout outs or anything you want to give, homie? While you on here, show some love.
Shout out to the Duffel Bag Mob, my man Gucci Smoke, D-Dow, my man J Rock, my man the Gambler, Stagmata. Man, you know what I'm saying? My cousin Young Life, check out that the Duffel Bag Mob. Till the Wheels Fall Off, dropping August 25th. Check us out, man. We coming hard.
That part.
And check out Al Capone, 100%. Al Capone and the Gambler, Heavy Work. And my latest album, Manza Musa, The Old King, just dropped in January. Check me out. I'm rocking.
That part. And we got a new interview coming up, y'all. We're going to make that happen very, very, very soon. So be on the lookout for that. Coming back again. And thank you, homie, for tapping in with us. It's always a pleasure, bro. And it was good to hear from you, homie. You know what I mean?
Thank you, bro. I'm listening.
Thanks so
yes,
much.
Sir.
Thank you.
Stay tuned in. We banging hip hop tonight. We celebrating 50, homie. So,
I hear
so keep
you.
Listening, all right?
You just had my philosophy rocking, man. That's one of the songs that made me want to rap. For real.
For sure. Shout out to KRS-One, the teacher. Hey, we're going to keep it moving, man. Shout out to the homie again. And I know it ain't Wednesday, but let me play this drop right quick since we got the homie, and we're going to keep banging. G. Lou, Cousin Marcy, Hip Hop 50. Yeah.
This is Al Capone, the Totally Insane, and you're tuned in to G. Lou, a Westside Wednesday.
Got my hand in my pocket and my fingers on the trigger. that time for us to say that we're
Run DMC and Jam Master J.
We had a whole lot of superstars on this stage here tonight, but I want y'all to know one thing. This is my motherfucking house. And when I say whose house, I want y'all to say Run's house. Whose house?
Run's house.
Hold up. Whose house?
Run's house.
Not DJ Run.
My name, Jam Master J, is his
TCMC.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Life was too short, but now it's kind of funky. I make the beats for me and my homies. Newspaper reporters and others always ask me why I'm X-rated and I rap so nasty. When I was a teen, I did nothing else but pick up a pen and express myself. The things I wrote while I'm singing it kind of dirty, but mama always said the truth couldn't hurt me. She also said that it would set me free. I guess she was all I-G-H-T on the nail, cause now I'm out making my mail. It all started out from a freaky tale. If that's what sells, then I'ma stick with it. Short dog ain't changing, so forget it. You can sell out if you want to, homie, but I'ma stay short but funky. Short dog baby from the dangerous crew. Not your average everyday fake rapping the micro. I might say something that your mother don't like, so don't play it loud when she's around to see. But you can play this cause it's rated PG. When I'm rated X, I'm just having my fun. I bring a smile to each and every one, but there's a serious side in everything I say. Life is too short for you to wait till the next day. Just straighten up your life and you can start right here. Drop the cocaine and the bottles of beer. People always say it ain't right to preach, but take my advice, get wise and reach for the sky, so you can live like a king, homie, and I'ma stay short but funky. Catch me on the mic rapping a dance tune. I like the kind of mellow with the sound of the bass boom. The style is mine, I've been doing it for 10. You might say it's simple, but I'm making my ends. See, I don't trip on a punk cause I jack them. Too short plus a cuss word equals platinum. What would I look like dancing on the stage? I wave my hand and do it like the old days, but some dumb fools wanna take it out of hand. With 50 million dancers and a big old band, that ain't me. I'm from the old school. Play the instrumental, get the mic, and I'm cool, cause I'm a Oaktown Mac, and it's like that, so it all comes down to my records and my stage show. In my category, I'm the one and only, and I'ma stay short but funky.
What's up, everyone? This is the OG Morgan Freeman, and I'm tuned into my guy G. Lou on the G. Lou Show. And if you don't know now, you know. Let's go.
You got the chill, 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 chill.
Relax, your mind, let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of your PMD. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap, but if you're tired, then go take a nap. Or stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now, I'm about to shake and bake. The E-I-C-K is my name, my spell. Thanks to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1-2, I run down the line.
To the average MC, I'm known as the Terminator, funky beat maker, new Jack Sterminator. Destroying a ploy when your rhymes are not void. Never sweating your girl, YP, she's a schizoid. When I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top. In the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow. And at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax. Let my rhymes tax, maintain them C's while the doubly max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got some chill.
No computer information on rap. Like the BRZ, my kisses, I make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Don't worry about the thing, cause we can do this. I can turn the party out just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers act ill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is the biting MC. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease the way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, dish many faces, and deal with new Jack on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic it becomes contagious. But nevertheless, they all R.I.P. All is underwear, it means rest in peace, cause MD stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E's, no doubt the G-Rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got the show.
Catch every word I'm saying, no, there's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd, I'm not playing. Seeing is believing, you catch my drift. Or try to interact because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm all E in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidating seas with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm dishing on the microphone, cause I'm the funky rhyme maker. MC on the faker, the one who likes to max and relax. And when it's time, it's your dig 'em smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrols packing. The P&B, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.
DJ LaBoss.
Y'all don't even trip, right? Flashback Friday's Hip Hop 50. And check it out. We got Cousin Marcy up with the Marcy's Minute right after this, okay? So stay tuned.
It's MC Peaches. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Big up to the sponsors, BT Media and 93 Tweet
FM-ism. FM-ism. We'll be right back.
The old school crew, a serious situation we all go through.
It deals with your feelings, so hear what I say. It's like a day when nothing seems to go your way. Bust this, two people, they really like each other. He says there's no one else and she claims there is no other. The feeling's the same and you receive a notion to reveal your inner thoughts and deeply hidden emotions. Tell your mother about your lover, also your best friend. You're mighty proud while you're holding their hands. Boys, yeah, that's my woman, and girls, yeah, that's my man. This person brings a certain warmth to your heart, and everything seems so great at the start. For she loves him, and he also loves her, and it's hard to turn back to who the person you were. But later on, problems start to occur, and the bond which combines y'all turn into a blur. For the feelings were the same, now here's the score. You love them too much, and they don't love you anymore due to your attitude and other, or because you're not being true, or maybe they're just plain sick of seeing you. Word. Now it might seem strange, you better take hints quick and make the right change. Rolling, they're gone, and part of your heart's been stolen. Get back on your feet with a hop and a skip, but no, you'd rather go with this dead relationship. Hanging around and buying them stuff, you see them every darn day, yet don't see them enough. You follow them around and they claim you're hawking. When conversation comes, you do all the talking. Not to mention attention, we all need a bit. Behind your back they're saying, yeah, he's all on my shit. They're getting sick of you and quite annoyed. And if you have plans for the picture, they're now destroyed. You saw what was happening and you still let it. And if you ever let it make love to your girl, she can forget it. Sweetheart, you've been caught and it'll spread around town faster than you thought. Then break up time and you receive the word. Yo, this is from the heart and I know that part hurts. Get over it from now on, don't take short slicks. If it's not true love, you shouldn't deal with it. Just think of your future and what is to come, and pay attention to the words that's in this song. They go.
Where you going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to?
Hey, what's up? This is LA Sunshine of the Treacherous 3. You're tuned into the G. Lou Show on Flashback Fridays. Peace.
Yay, yay. And now, we got Cousin Marcy, our favorite cousin, with the Marcy's Minute. Let's go.
Yay, yay. Thank you so much, Cuzzo. Thank you so much. Thank y'all, listeners, for still being here with us. And to Queen Jean, she'll be back in a flash, y'all. But get in here. I'll take up a few minutes of your time. First up, people, what I have has been updated as of 3:15 today, August 18th. How to prepare for Hurricane Hillary, the first tropical storm to hit L.A. in 84 years. LA just got its first ever tropical storm watch. That means tropical storm conditions are possible in the next 48 hours. Hillary is currently a Category 4 hurricane, but weather forecasters predict it will diminish to a tropical storm by the time it touches down here. A high-risk warning for excessive rainfall has been issued for areas across Southern California. Expect to see 3 to 6 inches of rain around parts of Southern California and Southern Nevada, up to 10 inches in some areas, according to the National Hurricane Center. There is also a high probability of flash flooding on Sunday and Monday. Watch those roads. People be safe out there. Rare and dangerous flooding will be possible, a spokesperson for the center said. That also means a risk, of course, of landslides, particularly in areas that have been impacted by the wildfires. So just everybody keep it safe out there, because that is nothing to play with. You never want to play with the weather, okay? Kind of surprising. Moving right along. So today, as you all know, we're still celebrating Hip Hop's birthday, turned 50 August 11th, 1973, okay? It was the home to an innovative young DJ who Jerry Leader often saw in performance. Who are we talking about, y'all? The DJ rocked a modest party for fellow teenagers on August 11th, 1973. You got it, Puzzle. In a small community room on the first floor. He was 18 at the time. That event is now commonly celebrated as the birth of hip-hop. Now, with that being said, I did want to take it to another direction just for a second, you all. I just wanted to pay a little contribution, homage. When they did start that party in 1973, I'm sure that they didn't think that things like this would happen within the 50 years that it had been around. What am I speaking of? I'm speaking of the list of murdered hip-hop musicians. According to a 2015 study, concluded that murder was a cause of 51.5% of all U.S. hip-hop musicians' deaths. The study noted that the figure refers primarily to premature deaths, as most hip-hop musicians have not yet lived long enough to fall into the highest risk ages for heart and liver-related illnesses. Bear with us while we give these fallen heroes their due. Scott LaRock, Paul C, D-Boy Rodriguez, Charisma, Stretch, Seagram, Tupac Shakur, Yaki Gaddafi, The Notorious B.I.G., Fat Pat, Big L, Freaky Ta, Bugs, DJ Uncle Al, Jam Master J, Sabotage, Camouflage, Half a Mil, Soulja Slim, Mac Dre, Blade Icewood, Proof, Big Hawk, VL Mike, Dalla, Lily, Magnolia Shorty, Bad News Brown, Aiden Zapata, Lil Fat, MC Deles, Pavlos Fias, Debson, Doe B, The Jacka, Flabba, Chinx Drugs, Bankroll Fresh, 3-2, XXXTentacion, Jimmy Wopo, Smoke Dog, Young Greatness, Face, Kevin Fret, Nipsey Hussle, Pop Smoke, Huey, Young Dolph, Drakeo the Ruler, PMB Rock, and Kershnick Kari Ball, Take Off. 277 rappers death, 7 rappers death as of 2023 so far. Not all from violence, but we did just want to give them a little homage here with Marcy's Minute and the G-Lu Show. Thank you all so much for listening. G-Lu, back to you.
Wow, Marcy, I don't have my sound effects, but you need a hand clap of applause. That was great, and I appreciate how you really gave love to all the rapper. Like, you know, some would just probably mention a few, or the people, you know, you mentioned all of them. Some people don't even know, but those people that do know them know. So I'm glad that you pointed that out and show love to all the MCs. That was great, Marcy. Shout out to the Marcy's Minute.
Thank you.
Great Marcy's Minute. and salute and rest in peace to all those fallen MCs that she named that we did lose over these 50 years. It's been a lot. And it's been a lot more recently, too, you know. So we're just saying to the youngsters, because we want to keep this thing going. So youngsters, you know, please just get it together, you know, because we're losing a lot of these youngsters now, you know what I mean? So, you know, salute to you all. And we want 50 more years of hip-hop, so we got to get it together. So salute to the youngsters. Salute to you, Cousin Marcy, for that Marcy's minute. Yeah. That was incredible.
That's right. And people, don't forget to tune in next week because we will, Queen Jean will be back. We'll have the announcement, so we'll be right back on track with that. But thank you all so much for listening. And, yeah, it's just one of those things you do have to go ahead and recognize as well. They wanted it to be a party. It's not all about the party, but we do want some kind of change, especially with all the violence that goes on in the world and in the cities day to day.
That part. Shout out to Cousin Marcy again. It's G-Loop, Cousin Marcy. Shout out to Queen Jean on vacation. It's Flashback Fridays on the G-Loop Show celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. Salute to hip-hop.
Yay,
so let's keep it on moving, y'all. We'll be back in a flash.
Right.
Can I kick it? Shout out to my boy, D-West. 50.
lot of rappers be like one-time wonders. Couldn't say a fly bomb if there was one right under their noses. I hate those motherfucking poses, but I'm so real to them it's scary. And with my unique skills, nah, you can't compare me. And no, we don't make whack tracks. And all the suckers get pushed back when I'm kicking real facts. I represent set up shit like a tech boy. You're paranoid cause you're a son like Elroy. And you'd be happy as hell to get a record deal. Maybe a soul you'd sell to have mass appeal. Oh yes, I'm greater than all MCs. When I breathe, give me room, please. I be like fascinating when I be updating. Cutting off white kids, pulling their trump cards. I thump hard and make them say that I'm God. Be pretending they're hardcore. Never know the meaning of it. But I get props like a slogan and no man should ever try to diss when I kicks my jam. Lyrically deaf and connecting, complete mic record. No double checking, vocals kill like weapons. But if I have to, I go all out with no mic. Yeah, that's right, cause I survive mad fights. And for my peeps, I truly care. Cause without some of them, I wouldn't be here. And they all know how I feel. The suckers be like playing themselves to have mass appeal. I've suffered setbacks, but now I'm making greenbacks. Just like baggy slacks, I'm crazy hip-hop. Check 1, 2, and you don't stop. Your head'll bop when I drop my crop of pure bomb. Just like the seashore, I'm calm and wild with my monotone style. Because I don't need gimmicks. Give me a fly beat, and I'm all in. Word is born, I go on and on. For you, it's tragic, I got magic like Ron's. So I'ma end this lecture, and I bet ya those who kick dirt in due time, I'm gonna get ya. Cause I be kicking the rear while they be losing the race, trying to chase mass appeal.
Right, if we didn't take it back. We'll be right back.
rocking that beat from across the street. And Beat Street is a lesson too, because you can't let the street beat you. Well, a picture can express 1,000 words to describe all the beauty of life you give. And if the world was yours to do over, I know you'd paint a better place to live, where the colors would swirl and the boys and girls can grow in peace and harmony, and where murals stand on walls so grand as far as the eyes are able to see. I never knew art till I saw your face, and there'll never be one to take your place, cause each and every time you touch a spray paint can, Michelangelo's soul controls your hands and serenades of blue and red, and the beauty of the rainbow fills your head. Crescendo colors playing tune, man, why oh why you have to die so soon? Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, where the good die young and all die must, cause that life must live, death must die, and the tears shall fall from the living eye. The tears drops fall for the state of mind of the beautiful lady that you left behind, in love and alone, but now you're dead and she still can't get you out of her head. More tears fall for all you've done, trying to be a good father to your only son, but now who's gonna make sure that he's fed? Put a shirt on his back and a roof overhead. Tell me who's gonna dream the impossible dreams of the beautiful cities and the island streams, when your works of art brought into being all that the ghetto stops you from seeing. Bones on the sidewalk, garbage in the street, abandoned buildings, bricks and concrete. The ladies on the corner are selling that body, and everybody walks the park in that party. I'm hanging out tough, rocking late at night, running wild in the town of the neon light. To either play some ball or stand in the hall, huh, you gotta make something out of nothing at all. I'm sitting in the classroom learning the rules, and it says you can't do graffiti in school. They can't be wrong in the hollowed hall, so my notebook turns into a brick wall. The heart of a lion and the courage of three, in the mind of a man was wiser than me. You're the soul of the brother who won't come back, who died in my arms on the railroad track. Cause I'm caught in the rat race looking for my own face, and gotta be a better place for you and me. There's pie in the sky and an eye for an eye. Some people gotta die just to be free. Search for justice, so what do you find? You find just us under the unemployment line. You find just us sweating from dawn to dusk. There's no just this, it's just us. Still life urban masterpiece. Your trademark was written on chains and walls. $1 million gift only God released, and yet you got killed for nothing at all. So after this, there'll be no more hard times, no more bad times, and no more pain. No more chump chains, none of that bull. Just movies, museums, and the Hall of Fame. So all you hip hop, get on up and let's take it to the top where we belong. Cause the age of the Beat Street wave is here. Everybody, let's sing along. Like mice in the houses even make the ghetto look nice, huh? The water tastes funny, it's forever too sunny, and they work all month and don't make no money. A fight for power, a nuclear shower, a people shout out in the darkest hour. The sight unseen and voices unheard, and finally the bomb gets the last word. Christian kill Muslims and German kill Jews, and everybody's bodies are used and abused, huh? Minds are poisoned and souls are polluted. Superiority complex is deep-rooted. Allegiance and license and people got righteous. Egomaniacs control the self-righteous. Nothing is sacred and nothing is pure, so the revelation of death is our cure. Hitler and Caesar, Custer and Reagan, Napoleon, Castro, Mussolini and Fagin, Genghis Khan and the Shah of Iran, men spill the blood of the weaker man. The people's in terror, the leaders made the error, and now they can't even look in the mirror. Cause we gotta suffer while things get rougher, and that's the reason why we got to get tougher. So learn from the past and work for the future, and don't be a slave to no computer, cause the children of man inherit the land, and the future of the world is in your hands. So just throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you believe that you're the future, scream it out and say, oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
This is your former President Barack Obama, and you're tuned into my main man, G. Lou, and he is live in the mix. Don't touch that dial.
Hey, check it out. We're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop, homie. 50 years. So, you know, over these years, hip-hop is spread out. And around in the 90s, early 90s, mid-90s, some brothers from the South said they had something to say. Andre.
Yes, I love her like Egyptian, on the description, my royal highness. So many pluses when I bust up, there can't be no modest. Went from yelling crickets and crows, bitches and hoes to queen things. Over the years I've been up on my toes, and yes, I sing things like Kilroy. Shit, why? Because them folks might think you soft talking like that. Man, fuck them niggas, I'm going off and coming right back like boomerangs when you storm. With these old ghetto poems, think it is better form when they can let they storm. Down from hitchhiking and fighting niggas into the temple they call the body. Now everybody got it, had it, talked about it amongst their friends. Coming around my crew looking jazzy, wanna pretend like you miss good at faux shoes. We've been bold news that you got poached, like acupuncture patients while our nation is a broke straight thinking. I hate thinking that these the future mamas of our chillin'. They fucking a different nigga every time they get the feeling too. I'm willing to go the extra kilo, be there just to see my senorita get her pillow. On the side of my bed where no good ever stayed. House and doctor was the games we used to play, but now it's real jazzy, bear. What up, you the player, real player, not no flop. Having the very best of life, lost to stake and carry on. Smoking an ounce a week and every single day with personal freakness. Tricking these hoes in polo clothes, life as you conceived it, but your conception, deception. Looking into your eyes, I see your weapon and it's depressing. They're digging up in your thighs, leaving deposits, keeping your closets open. Knocking your boots and jaws, hoping to get you strong like bell bars. Steadily calling me Antoine, cause you thinking that you my lady, bitch, don't play me cause you're janky. I wanted to hit that ass for me and a goodie, we got danky. So thank me, you wanted that southern plagiaristic game. You was the only one to blame, a nigga don't even know your name, it's a shame. You cocking them up and fucking a nigga like Tupac up. I'm leaving these clothes to be the flowers and wait, don't get me. See, I gotta be feeding my daughter, teach you to be that natural woman. You'll be waiting to exhale while you other hoes be dumb and dumb.
The black on black lack no star. When is attention so that no one knows who us are. Talk bad about her nigga, guaranteed to snap like bra. Straps sticking together like grandma and grandpa pa. In this doggy dog world, kitty cats be scratching on my furry coat to curl. Up with me and my bowl of kibbles and bits I want to Earl. Cause most of the girls that we was liking in high school now they dyking. Having no mercy for the disrespect they want. Some be hanging around the crew looking for fun. Dumb, deaf and fine, they be asking me all about mine. How she doing, how she be? I know she sipping that wine behind my back. They squawk like vultures, off and on that twins of coaches, baby. Hey, he making it like they sculptured nails, but they can go to hell and lay one user for cause they burn it anyway. Big boy user and abuser.
Who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. I don't know what y'all gonna do with this, but it got to be funky. It got to be funky if you're gonna be on it. I don't care who start, I don't care what y'all do, but you got to be finished before the music is through.
Listen closely, so your attention's undivided. Many in the past have tried to do what I did. Just the way I came off then, I'm gonna come off stronger and longer, even with the my rhymes are made of gold. Once you hear the capital A, rap it'll stay with you for a while. It won't go away unless you force it, because it stays with you, my friend. And if you force it away, I'ma hit you again. I project my voice so it's right in the crowd. There's a sign at the door, no biting allowed. And if you didn't read it, I suggest you do so, or you'll be stranded just like Caruso. Sleep if you wanna, go ahead, get some shut eye. A man broke a jaw trying to say what I say on the microphone. He should've left it alone, just for the record. Let it be known that my ego's only partially grown. And never would I ever condone fighting in any form. Yo, I'm only warm. That verse was the calm. Now here's the storm. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Craig G, light up the mic for the symphony. The gym is dedicated to all unoptimistic that thought I wasn't coming out with some exquisite rhymes. But that's alright, cause now I'm back to kill all the rumors and straighten the facts of me. Not rocking rhymes like I always used to, but you jumped on the tip when you heard me in the Juice Crew. You said, ain't that something? No, Craig, I heard you in that jam and it's pumping. I apologize, oh yeah, and can I have your autograph for me and my grandma? That's how I'm living, on surprise mode. Don't even sleep, try not to keep your eyes closed, cause if you do, when you awaken, your so-called spot will be taken. I'll take it over like a greedy executive, cause on the mic, my perspective is to be the best in all rap events. And since I have a car, I call experience. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Cool G-Rap, light up the mic for the symphony. Yo, Marley gives a smite. I get nice and my voice is twice as horrifying as Vincent Price. Go deep till you fell in a spell of a sleep. And while I'm counting the money, you count sheep. With G-Rap strikes the mic, I recite the type, the hype that you like to make the people unite. I rip off hips and zip off lips, step on reps. You flip, I wanna flip on my tip. Take a deep breath because you don't have another left. Coming back like I'm revenging my brother's death. Making veterans run for medicine, cause I put out more light in a fight to con medicine. Rip the damn cage like I'm on a rampage. So if you want rage, I'ma make front page. Read the headlines, suckers, today's the deadline. Your head is way past bedtime. Can't kill though, solo, cause you're still low. Soft like a pillow, my rap is rougher than Brillo. So fear me, don't dare dare me, and don't compare me to him when you hear me. Talk about a battle, but you ain't yet ready for war. Your metaphor sucks more than a whore. You can't replace me, ice me or ace me. Face me, face me, slice me or race me. Bite me or taste me, I see it that I got force. My rap burns your mouth like hot sauce. Run for water while I break your tape recorder. Serve the sucker, the order is manslaughter. Another rapper, G-Rap Rex, he's rated X. The meaner boy is sex. Next, the amplifier gets used and abused. Pump so loud, we might blow fuse. This is anger, madness, ready to hang up. Rapper a singer, I'm putting up my middle finger. Next up, I believe that's me. Daddy can't get on a mic for the symphony. Setting it off, letting it off, beginning. Rough till the end's in, you never pinning. Smooth the groove with the smooth rap lord. Like a bottle of juice, rhymes are being poured. Down your ear, crisp and clear as I prepare to wear, tear and smear. Then I'm out of here with the mark left that you can all cling. Cause rocking a party, yo, is a cool thing. I rip many places on regular basis, and broken down mics were the only traces that I've been there and there at the party. The mic had my prints, and on it was the body. So take caution, I'm not horsing around in a throwdown clown. I'm taking yours, son, so just acknowledge the way that I kicked it. Cause if rap was a house, you'd be evicted and dismissed from the microphone. Choking on a foam, cause daddy's home, and babbling me is hazardous to health. So put a quarter in your ass cause you played yourself. Like a game in the arcade, you need a far aid. I'm walking the path that a law made. I'll attend and then begin to send a speech to reach and teach, so just say when. So I can let lyrics blast like a bullet. My mouth is a gun, on suckers I pull it. The trigger, get bigger, my pocket's getting bigger. And when it comes to money, yo, grants my nigga. You got the groove, MCs, freeze, stand still. Nobody move, it's a sabotage. As I take charge, go large. Cause goddamn, I'm living large like a giant. You're nothing but a midget, a small digit. You ain't with it, forget it, quit it. I face superior, always taking care of ya. No real rappers, you will evaporate. Disintegrate, deflate to your fate. As the great will dominate, straight to the state of reigning, gaining. So put gaining, that category, period, in the story.
Not in my book, you supposed to keep on going to the end of the record. I still hear beats, what's that I hear? Can I hand you the mic? I hear Big Daddy King, Master Ace.
what's up? This is DJ Yella, straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the world famous. Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella coming straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the G Lou Show. You know what I said? The G Lou Show in the house.
Very African. Come and step in Brother's Temple, see what's happening. This is Brother J of the X-Clan, chilling with the G-Lou Show. Big up to all the gods and the goddesses. To the east, to the east. Respect. Bless.
Yo, we celebrating 50 years of hip-hop, baby.
Smooth as Luther Vandross down at St. Andrews. Shower on the yacht while we popping the pop smoke. Somebody tell immigration them cases is wardrobe. Succulent juices, we sip for juices in Bordeaux. Never losing my memories of farmers in old gold. Before check out the melody, his neck was a light show. That's light dough. Always gotta come with the right flow. We like dough. Learn that from Jump Rich and Alpo. I'm town so. Now we out here running with Billy Goat. His Astro. Speed game on the seaplane. Now the blue face is matching the deep waves. Shorty took the pick, solo, no, no one's these things. Now she hopping out the Range Rover and PJs. Louis frames, ain't new to game. She true to game, ain't doing lame. If opportunity knocks, we bet you do the same. Teamwork, make the dream work, review the game. We just call it like we see it, it's up to you to name. You can claim that your team is cold. Rewind the time, turn it back into Pampers. We eat a goat. Unbelievable, but the goal is achievable. Y'all ain't the only one getting it, boy, we teaming too. Speeding through, juicy the coup. We ain't part of Illuminati, we just the realest crew. We dream too, that's how Madonna got smashed by Peter Shue.
You know, I was under, you know, the force got a lot of power in it. The force got a lot of power in it. The force got a lot of power in it. The force, it makes me feel like
chefs in the kitchen while we out fly fishing. Water so clear you can see the fish fishing. Combos on the speedboat, just listen. She's serving for the working in the signature edition. BBS to death cause we understood the mission. Now we sky dwelling, rebelling against the system. Bad boys before P. Diddy and the Pistons. Doing better numbers than Harvard mathematicians. Harvard Boulevard, Human 9, double park. Wanna eat with some paper plates, she got a hustle smart. Someone caught a bullet, they ain't talking about the charge. Inspiration for my soldiers walking in the yard. Hoping seeds at high speed, floating like a guard. Feel a breeze, sip shot, bleed, bust open a cigar. Overtime, her damn lines look like a work of art. Not a hump, but she pop up and hot tubs. And she loves to lay on bus rubs for foot rubs. So what's up? You feeling the force, we got plugs. Put you on the power, plug you in and light you up, bruh. It take a team to get a chip. Medallion swinging money machines in the whip. If you want a bankroll, follow the code, don't slip. You can't get frustrated, King, we don't quit. Getting money is automatic, that's why we drop six. If we wasn't doing this, it'd be 99 bricks. So be glad we on the yacht with the boss and doing some real shit.
Hey, it's Queen Jean, tuning in on the Fabulous Friday G. Lou Show, where it don't get no better than this. Spend a Friday evening with a chill vibe.
Position to hang with the best, and if you don't believe, check out the rhyme. back.
Yo, that's the way it is,
cause it's like that.
Now let's eat in the score. Now somebody
as long as I can like imagine.
imagine making each record that I do better than the last one. Take a little time, choose the topic and drop it, release it to science. I'm making dope beats with rhythmic American poetry. Shift at the stations, now many people know of me. I'm the D into the O and the O into the C and the C into the period. Suckers are fearing this when heard the dope style calculated by the great. Waiting 6 seconds to get caught up in my record. New but not a kid to be warned. If something's getting torn up, then I'm doing the tearing, not being torn. Shaping up to be one of the top vocalists, lyricists, and when you hear of this, you shit and choke on this. Knowledge and the talent makes it valid for me to get it patent. Trick, tell them what I'm rapping.
The formula.
Only elation, don't ever try to test. Don't want a little kid, don't miss the bust of rhymes.
Tell them what I
heard you rush and rush and attack. Then they rebuke, then you had to smack. Causing rambunction throughout the sphere. Raise the levels of the boom inside the air.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact, boom, from the cannon. Now bragging, try to reap a mind. Just imagine, both can't build, there is necessary. When taken into my library, oh my God. Oh my God, eating I do stew like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back, as I did the girl, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Take your little jaws with your pants are sagging. Try to tip to this, I will put you in a turban and have it smell right like the most daily urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken, the rear cock diesel, my cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the bust, out the rhyme, the rhythm is in sync. About the old town, tripping up the sound just like a radio. Observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo,
yeah,
here
my
we
man,
yo,
motherfucker.
So what's the, scenario?
Check it,
here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
Classic right there. That's the classic scenario. That's what put Busta on the mishap, as they say, and the rest was history. Shout out to Tribe Called Quest. Shout out to Cousin Marcy. That's off her playlist. Flashback Fridays, Hip Hop 50. We did it again, Cuzzo.
He said he rushed and rushed and attacked. That was my song, man. Oh, man, that was so great. Never gets old, that video. We even had it seemed like a little, I know it was a board they were supposed to have on that video, but it seemed to me like it looked like the internet or something, you know? Like
that
even
shit
the video was
a futuristic was
like a
video.
Futuristic.
It was ahead of its time. That
yeah,
was ahead of its time.
They
were
trying
that
to show us something.
That video was crazy. That's what made the song even better, that video. That shit was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We didn't see nobody do that morphin' stuff till Michael Jackson came with, what was that, Black or White? And they faces together, so that was just nice to see that. But yeah, because we did it again, fam. Man, hip-hop is 50. That means I got to be like 25 by now. Wow.
There you go. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, goodness. Right? What more can we say? Like, this, keep the party going, y'all. Maybe we'll get back to that scenario type of atmosphere, you know. But I think we got enough hits to, you know, to hold us over a little bit longer. Maybe 10 more years down the road, it'll be like hip hop is 60.
Right, exactly. Because it ain't going nowhere. So shout out to hip hop. Shout out to hip hop.
That is the truth. DLC still running around here. Somebody else that we almost lost, but thank goodness that we didn't.
Right.
His breakout debut album, classic. We had a little Gangstar in there. Of course, we lost that brother. That Public Enemy. Another fun fact, if you all do not know, people used to be on the Flavor Flav train. Like, they only knew Flavor of Love. And just a little ramble before we get out of here, y'all. He used to appear in, he was very close with, do you know the group he was close with, fam? He was real close with Eric B and Rakim, and you could see him in those videos.
I ain't no joke.
His little poses.
Shout out to Flav. That was legendary.
And he was already like setting the tone, because it's like, okay, well, who is this guy? And then he bust out with Almighty Public Enemy.
And I mean,
you know, they had all their stuff going. Yes, sir.
And let's keep it real. I was talking to someone else about this. That's what made Public Enemy, like the group they were, like made them mainstream more. Because if you just take away Flav, you know, Chuck was on some serious Black Power militant shit. That they didn't really want to play in the first place. They wouldn't play now. But Flav, that's what made the group better, because Flav brought the flavor to the group, made it more hip and funky and street. So when you see Flav in those videos, it was just dope as fuck. So that just made Public Enemy even better. Like, cause some people don't give Flav his props to what his contribution
right.
to Public Enemy. He was like the hype man, but he brought the flavor to Public Enemy.
Too.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
Starting with them too, that was just like, okay. He had his own little, you know, his lane, which again, a lot of things in hip hop, you don't have to be the MC. You don't have to be the DJ. You don't have to be the B-boy. You could, it was like, it's an equal opportunity, just like with Beach Street.
That part.
Through everybody. We heard, who was that? Sheila E. did her little rap. It was like, everybody could come to the party. So Kool Herc, salute to you. It's just like you can't get enough words in there. They didn't think it would last. They compared it to jazz. It's still on the airwaves today. More so the hip hop, you know. But we gotta give it up for rap too. They broke it down. It's not enough words. And I'm gonna leave it back to you, fam.
Hey, I'm gonna just say happy birthday, hip hop. I'm glad I've been here to experience a lot. Not all of it. I ain't 50, so, but I experienced a lot of it. You know what I mean? Growing up until now, it's changed my life, and hip hop is my life because hip hop is more than really just music. It's a lifestyle. It's a whole culture. So salute to hip hop. Glad we could represent you correctly in the right way. Shout out to Cousin Marcy for making it happen. Shout out to Queen Jean on vacation. We miss you, Queen.
Yeah.
Shout out to our sponsors.
Love
Jeff
you,
Kwan
Queen.
Called in. Shout out to Jeff. Yeah, love you, Queen. Shout out to Jeff who called in. Ann Capone. Everyone who checked in with us. Yeah, so 50 more years of hip hop.
Don't even do yourselves like that either. Salute to G Lou. Salute to Tweet Cadillac. DJ Maniac. Digital West. All the people that you have in your own circle, let's pay them their homage now. Dope music, dope production, all that. Shout out to my cousin Bandana Davis, 777 Bless, Ralphie the Plug, anybody out there that's, you know, just doing it and trying to make it do what it do, salute to you. And cousin Marcy is all, she's all right out.
All right. Much love, y'all. We'll see you next week.
Much
same
love,
time,
yeah.
Same place. Check us out, OG Sundays. Much love, respect, and check us out on the After Hours of G Lou Show YouTube channel in 30 minutes.
That's
much love,
right.
Y'all. We out of here. Happy birthday, hip-hop. Thank you, Marcy. We are out.
Thank
Peace,
you, Gazelle. You're welcome. Peace.